You're listening to
Let's Talk Real Talk.
What's up?
Hey guys.
It feels weird because when we're recording with the microphone, I want to do hands, but I'm like, nobody can see us.
Yeah.
But what is up, guys? We are back for our episode in February. This one's kind of random, not normally what we talk about, wouldn't you say, Catherine?
Yes, very different random things.
Well, we've normally talked about random things. Yes. There's an episode, you weren't on it, but with Jenna, we were talking about bugs and Jeffree Star and things, but I think it's been a while since we've had those topics because we've been focused on being more motivational and kind of showing you guys how we're holding ourselves accountable. But while we're kind of waiting in the meantime until we get guests, there's just been some things I've talked to with coworkers and friends and stuff, and I just thought it's been very entertaining, and so I thought it'd be perfect topics to talk about, I guess. But let's start with the main thing. Corporate America. Don't you love it, Catherine? Isn't it great?
It is great.
I don't know, though. There's some companies that are really pushing it right now.
Yeah.
And let's talk about one. Ticketmaster.
Yep, the whole Taylor Swift thing, that was big.
Well, as
that was
in
a big one.
Not Taylor Swift. I'm talking about what we ran into recently with Ticketmaster.
Yep, with the waiting line, or no, getting in line and then getting to it and then being told error when you try to put in your credit cards and payment and it wouldn't take it.
So,
I
think last episode we talked about how Fall Out Boy was coming out with a new tour and they have a new album, and so I've been getting hyped, and me and Catherine were gonna get tickets, and it was a weekday, like a Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I told Catherine, I said, don't worry, I got my card, I'm waiting in line. I was like, this is great, and like all my coworkers were like, Courtney, you need to hop on, you need to wait in the queue, and I was like, it's gonna be fine. And I didn't think anything of it, but now granted, before this one, back in December, I bought tickets to Real Friends because they're doing a concert with Knuckle Punk and Between You and Me and The Bearings. They're going to have two different bands at all their different shows. But I was trying to buy tickets for that, and that's through Live Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And my card had errors, and it wouldn't take it. And my sister had to buy the tickets because she's going with me. So I'm just going to say, Live Nation is under Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster owns Live Nation, so coincidence? I think not. But anywho, so I'm getting hyped. I'm going through Fall Out Boy, which granted, I was kind of disappointed because their prices went up or higher compared to the last time we bought tickets. But I was like, you know what? Forget this. I grabbed these two tickets. Let's go. So I about to purchase them, and I type in my card and everything, and it just says error. It says I wish I still had the pictures. Like, cannot take this at the moment. Actually, I think I saved these photos.
The same thing for Live Nation as well?
Yes.
I wonder if it doesn't like certain cards. I don't know.
I didn't save it, but it basically was just like, error, this can't work, you need to try again. And so I was like, oh my god. So then as soon as you say, okay, it refreshes and takes you all the way back. So it's like, I lost those tickets. So I had to go through the whole process again. I was like, oh gosh, and by this time, like, I didn't think Fall Out Boy would sell out, but also I know that while we're a younger generation, there are older generations that love Fall Out Boy, I guess, were like freaking out, like, they're coming back, we gotta get tickets. So I'm over here battling again to get another ticket, so I'm like, okay, this time I won't use my credit card. I'll try to use my debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Did the same process, error. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, you got to be effing kidding me right now. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to be desperate here and call my mom. Because, like, just for emergencies, we have a credit card under our name just in case if anything happens. So I called her. I said, is there any way I can try to use your Ticketmaster account and your card? I'll pay you back. I just want to see if it goes through. And she said, yeah, if you're trying to get tickets, go for it. So I try again. And the same thing. Error. So at this point, how the tickets, it said not sold out, but like there's nothing showing up, and like every once in a while I'd sit there and like one would pop back up or two would pop back because I guess it was people like changing their mind of not buying tickets. And so I'm just like, oh my gosh. So at this point, I'm like, you know what, Catherine? I'm so disappointed. I was like, I don't think we're going to be able to go. I was like, if you can, try to get tickets. And she was like out at like the gym or something. You're like, yeah, I'll try to look when I get home.
Yeah.
And then luckily, bless Catherine, out of nowhere, I get a call like probably 30 minutes later. And she's like, Courtney, I don't know how I did it, but I got tickets, and for a cheaper price in a closer section. I'm like, how in the world did you get this?
Yeah, I don't know.
And so I'm just pissed because not only, so like, I haven't bought tickets for anything since probably 2019, so before the pandemic, because I was supposed to go to a concert in 2022, the festival in Las Vegas, I forgot what it's called, but we ended up not going, and I didn't purchase the tickets originally, so I didn't have to go through that problem with credit cards. But my thing is like, if it hasn't worked the last two times, who's to say I'm going to be able to get any tickets with my account? So yeah. I was going through Twitter, and I was wondering, I was like, is this happening to anybody else? And apparently, it's been like a common thing. Oh, did I not save them? I saved all my cringy tweets.
You can go to like my our text, I think.
Oh, that's true. I think I did send. Oh, no, I saved. No, so this is what they said. So the error that would pop up, it said, we are unable to process your requests. We are unable to process your credit card. Please try once more. If the error continues, we recommend to try again with different credit card. For additional assistance, please reach out for support team. And it gave a phone number. I called that number three times. I sat there for 20 minutes. Never got to anywhere. It just kept playing jazz music. And I was like, yeah. F you, Ticketmaster. F you. I'm so furious. And so apparently, I looked it up, and on Twitter, a lot of people were disappointed. They're getting error codes for hours. What was it? Someone was like, love game, Ticketmaster error code 5005 for hours. What the hell is actually going on? Someone said, F Ticketmaster and the error code. So apparently it's a popular thing. And so I'm trying to wonder, I'm like, so if this is happening to a lot of people, what is the problem? And I don't know if this is true because I haven't tested out because I don't have another email account. But apparently the theory is, some people have said, depending with specific Gmails, so I guess if you have a Gmail, if you try maybe using a Yahoo or different account, it works. So apparently it has something to do with your Gmail, which I think is BS because I've had my Gmail on Ticketmaster for years because I bought BTS tickets back in 2020 when they didn't cancel their concert and like for other things. So it's like, why all of a sudden now it's going to give me errors?
Yeah, because I have a Gmail, so
yeah. So it's like, Ticketmaster, if you're hearing this, do better, because you all suck. And so this is the thing that sucks about, I'm not saying corporate America sucks, but there's not great parts about it, and then there are great parts about it. But the things that suck with Ticketmaster, it's like the whole Taylor Swift issue, is that they're like a monopoly. They own all the other smaller business, so it's like, they all coexist with each other. So it's like, no matter what, it's still low-key through Ticketmaster.
Yeah, and then all these scams with those Taylor Swift tickets, wasn't there like fakes and stuff, and she's like scared of going to different sites to purchase them because what if they're not real?
Well, and what they're also doing is Ticketmaster will sell tickets, and then the other companies that are technically under Ticketmaster will purchase those tickets and sell them for a higher price, making people have to be like, what the, you know, they're more expensive. Mm-hmm. So that's the sketchy stuff.
Yeah.
And I did hear about Taylor Swift. There was a story out there where some like older gentleman, I think he was trying to buy tickets for some, I don't know if it was a country band or whatever, and somehow they, Ticketmaster or something, swapped, and instead of buying 8 tickets for the band he wanted, he bought Taylor Swift tickets, and so he was like, yippity, I'm gonna sell these for $10,000 a piece. And it's like, buddy, if you think someone's gonna be out there, I mean, there are idiots, but you think someone's gonna be out there purchasing a $10,000 ticket to Taylor Swift, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, I mean, crazy.
Yeah, so that's my beef, guys, and if you all have problems with Ticketmaster, keep complaining, because, like, I feel like a lot of people are going against them right now.
You think they would fix it.
Yeah. And then another big company that did a oopsie recently, Netflix.
Oh, yes.
And what was it? I don't remember the details specifically.
You
could
just search it, like, recent articles that they have.
Well, I can't think of the right term.
Password sharing?
Yeah, it was something like this. So originally, because I saw it on Twitter, and I know people at work, we all complain about it. I think what Netflix was trying to do, they were trying to crack down on like the password sharing. So, like, there was going to be something where either every 30 days you had to re-sign into your account, or I think the thing is, like, let's say I'm under my parents' account. Mm-hmm. If I'm not living with them, I wouldn't be able to get into their Netflix because I would have to be in the same location or something like that. So, like, cracking down where it's, like, you either have to pay extra per month, or, like, you had to make your own account because you wouldn't be able to share it. Mm-hmm. I don't know the details, but it was something like that. And so people were going ape shit about this. Like, everyone's like, okay, Netflix, have fun with that. You're trying to get more money out of us. We're just going to resort to free stuff or other services. Or, hello, I don't know if you guys are like me, just watch YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go the free route. There's some shows I love on Netflix, but can I live without Netflix? Yeah. Definitely. So, like, I think, I don't know. This is just a rumor. I don't know if Netflix actually freaked out because of so many people, like, getting mad about it or whatever. But I know that they sent something out saying, oh, this was a mistake. We're actually testing this out just in Canada for now, or blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, no, you got scared. And then it was funny because people were retweeting it. I think it was back in 2017 when they first kind of started, like, couple years ago, they made a tweet saying, we love password sharing. So it's like, you say that, and then years later they're like, no, we're gonna be cheap. We don't want password sharing. Which is so funny to me. And this is a little bit off topic, I guess, but it was related to Netflix, but I just kind of found this funny. I think apparently Blockbuster years ago had the option to buy Netflix, and they passed up on it. So then I find it ironic. I don't know if you guys seen it. I've watched most of the episodes. They're not great. They're all right. But Netflix had a TV show about, like, the last standing Blockbuster. Mm. And they only kept it for one season and then canceled it. So I find that funny that Blockbuster is like, oh, we don't want to buy Netflix. And they break shut down. And then Netflix makes a show about them. They're like, we're going to cancel them after the first season. Which leads us to Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Someone recently told me about this, and I found it funny, and so we're going to do actually a little bit of a taste testing to see if this is true or not. But with big companies in America competing against each other, I didn't know that this was a thing. And I think it's kind of, I don't want to say inspirational, but I mean, a company to be able to snap back and be like, F you, we're going to become your competitor. I think that's pretty impressive. But there was a time a few years ago where Pepsi, I guess, was about to, I don't know if it was going bankrupt, but they were struggling. And Coca-Cola had the option to buy them. And they were like, no, we don't want Pepsi. And because of that, Pepsi was like, F you, we're not going to be dying. We're coming back. And I find it ironic, since then, they have become Coca-Cola's, like, biggest competitor. Because, like, you know, you see Pepsi ads for the whole Super Bowl and everything.
Yeah, they have the Super Bowl.
So, yeah, I found that funny. And so, somebody I was recently talking to, everyone said that apparently when you taste, like, you know, everyone has their differences with loving Pepsi or loving Coca-Cola. But apparently, if you were not blindfolded, but if you didn't know the options, apparently everyone normally resorts to picking Coca-Cola. So I wanted to see if that's true. So we have two sodas here. Catherine has no idea which is which. And I was going to make her drink both and tell me which one she thought tasted better. Now, if it was me, I feel like, well, I'll make her do it in a few, change them up and stuff. But I feel like if it's me, I'd know the difference is so extreme that I'd be able to pick out which one's which. But yeah. So, on that note, Catherine, I feel like there's gonna be a little ASMR as I hear the ice and stuff. Take a sip or two. Tell us. What is your guess? Well, don't tell me yet which one you like better. But what do you think that one is?
This one?
Yeah.
I think it's Pepsi.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. After this one, I might change my mind. Okay.
She's like, I don't know. Also, speak just a little bit louder.
I don't know now.
Okay, well, in general, which one do you think tastes better? You can take more sips if you need to figure out, but which one do you like better?
Mm. like that one better.
Okay. The pink one is Coke.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought that was Pepsi, but then I was like, wait.
I'm going to cut this out, this long pause, but I'm going to get 2 cups and I'm going to make you do that to me.
Okay.
That noise, that would be nice. Just put it close to the mic, that's satisfying.
Here, let me do it this one. I know what that one is.
Ah, yes. The satisfying sounds of soda. Sadly, I feel like I'm gonna know really, like, straight away. Am I good?
Yep, you're good.
I feel like I'm gonna know right away just because my parents, my mom used to love Pepsi,
mm-hmm.
but after she went through chemo and stuff, she was like, did I close that upstairs door? I think I did. Yeah. She's like, she was a big fan of Coke. So when we were in high school, before every cross-country race the night before, I had a weird superstition where I would drink a Coke. Yep. So I feel like I know Coke pretty well.
All right, whichever one you want first, Courtney.
Okay. I'm going to just say immediately, I'm going to assume that's Coke. That's kind of hard, actually.
I know, after you do it, you're like,
But my theory is, I'm still going to stick with this one's Coke, because when I drink this one, it has, like, kind of a weird little tangy, not tangy, but, like, a weird kind of aftertaste, which kind of makes me think it's Pepsi.
Yeah, that's
Pepsi. Is that Pepsi?
Yep.
Knew it!
You got it right as well.
So, yes, this one I thought tastes better than Pepsi. So, yeah, we both went for Coke.
Coke is the real one.
Sorry, Pepsi.
Well, we have Pepsi at work. That's the products that we have, so we don't have Coke in there. So.
Oh, jeez.
Unless you want to go up to cafeteria, then.
That's true.
You can get some Coke.
Well, with this, we also wanted to taste test Mr. Pibb and Dr. Pepper, because I know there's some haters out there. I love both, but, like, I still love Dr. Pepper, but I feel like if I was blindfolded, I would still secretly pick Mr. Pibb, because when I was in college, they had Pepsi products, so they only had Mr. Pibb.
Yeah.
But everywhere we went to the gas stations, they did not have Mr. Pibb. They had all the other Pepsi products, but no Mr. Pibb.
That's weird.
I
wonder if it's only exclusive to, like, if you're doing it in a restaurant or, you know, school.
I don't know. But ironically, when you said your employee, your company has Pepsi products, I heard this story from somebody, and I don't know how true this is, but if it is, it's pretty funny. It was, like, a driver who, like, works for Coke. So he stopped at Taco Bell, but Taco Bell's a Pepsi product. And I don't even know if he even bought, if he even drank the actual drink Pepsi, but I guess they're all Pepsi products, so he didn't, like, have a Coke product, and he got fired. Because he went to their competition.
To eat food. Oh my gosh. To not even drink their drink, but to eat food. Which again,
I heard this from somebody. So, do I know if this is legit? Do I know if this is a real story? No, but do I find it entertaining? Yeah. So, I'm going to keep going with it. So, a different segue from kind of getting away from America and companies and stuff. We're going to move to food for a quick minute. Catherine, when it comes to a hot dog, I think you remember probably when we were in high school, our group of friends kind of, didn't they debate all the time saying, a hot dog, it's a sandwich, no, it's its own thing. Like, I feel like Rachel or somebody, like, you know how, like,
I mean,
how,
that's where I would be getting them.
Like, you know how we also complain, like, water, it's not wet, or, like, how people would be like, yeah, that term or something. So, apparently, this is not the actual rule, but someone made a website, which I was educated on this by somebody.
Huh?
It's called The Cube Rule.
And there's a website on it?
Yes. So, this is like somebody, like a, I guess a fan base made this. Mm-hmm. So it's The Cube Rule, the food identification, guys. First we asked, are hot dogs sandwiches? So the classic sandwiches. A Reuben, a grilled cheese, a PB&J, a hot dog, am I a sandwich? New York said yes. So, New York apparently.
Short break. Anna is in the room.
So they classified hot dogs as a sandwich.
Okay.
And then someone said, okay, listen, the sandwich discourse is played out. We need to have a new discussion. Pop-Tarts are a kind of ravioli.
No.
I mean, okay, if you think about it, the concept. So, like, you know, ravioli is, like, cheese or something inside, like, the pasta.
That's true,
so, like,
yeah.
The Pop-Tart itself, the mushy goodness is, like, kind
of... In the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a filling of ravioli.
And then the wars began. So, Pop-Tart, this was, like, tweet. So, Pop-Tart's like, excuse me, ravioli are a kind of Pop-Tart, not a kind of ravioli.
Oh.
And so then they went back to the sandwich to discuss if a hot dog is a sandwich. There is this whole sandwich alignment chart. Then it gets even worse. They created, let me find it, the cube rule. So the cube rule of foods for identifying dishes based on starch location. So toast is just a one square. A sandwich is two. A taco is the curve. A sushi is like the cube. And the soup and salad is this way, and the calzone is a full cube. So then, with this, I want to say they identified a hot dog, yeah, as a taco!
Oh, because it goes like that. Yeah. So that's why they're doing the sandwich roll.
But, like, why pie, though? Because that's sideways. That's not up.
But it's got the three, because it's got the one in the back.
But, like, here it goes back to my thing.
But the,
I never thought a hot dog was a sandwich. I just like to identify it as its own thing. But here's my question to you, Catherine. Would you rather have it identified as its own thing, or do you like it that they consider it a taco?
I consider it its own thing.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody was like, no, this makes sense, a taco. And I'm like,
I mean,
no,
I can,
but like,
get
a taco is like
it, but
meat and fish,
yeah,
and like all the stuff. And a hot dog is ketchup and mustard. So you're telling me if it's a taco, then a normal taco we can throw ketchup and mustard in?
Yeah. I mean, like with the slice of pie, that's like,
yeah,
ew, no.
It considers a slice of pie a taco. What?
And a sub sandwich. I mean, come on.
I
get where it's doing it with the three corners, but
I get the cube. A pig in a blanket is considered sushi.
Enchilada and a falafel wrap.
Wait, what is considered,
quesadilla, toast,
sponge cake.
Okay.
So sushi is considered toast?
Well, the
I don't know how to pronounce that.
I'm not even going to.
Yeah. It's some kind of sushi. It's N-I-G-I-R-I, sushi. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah, no.
But it's considered pizza is toast?
The cube rule, they got it backwards. I mean, I get where they're getting it from, but, like, I wouldn't even have thought that to put that together to make it a website.
So, moral of the story, guys, I want to ask you all, and maybe we'll put this on our Instagram story, like, a voting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in the cube rule, or are you just like, no, I'm not going to follow the cube? Because, like I said, the cube rule is not an official thing. It was made up by people on the internet because they were so pissed of, is a hot dog a sandwich? So, like, we need to know. So, I want to know what your all's thoughts are on that.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
So, yeah. There's that. Let's move into our next topic. Catherine, I know this is a topic we talk about quite a lot, but dating. As you guys know, we bring it up so many times. We're both single again and out of relationships. And I just want to complain about this, because I don't know if you've had people kind of been down your throat, but it's kind of making me mad, because it's like, do you not want me to be an independent person? But, like, ever since you've gone out of a relationship, have you had people, like your friends or your coworkers, kind of just like, why don't you try dating again? Why aren't you trying to find a guy? Like go for it. No?
Nope.
I envy you.
I have not. She hasn't even, I mean, she's just like, whenever it comes or whatever, I don't know. I mean, I guess she's open to either way. You know, like if I was trying to date someone or.
Yeah. Well, man, you make this, I feel like this
why,
is
you
targeting
have
on me.
Coworkers that are like pushing
yes!
you to date.
Oh my gosh, guys, this is an interesting thing to talk about. So, you all know, as like I talked about last time, I wanted this year to be the year of adventure. And it is going to be the year of adventure. I have started working with raccoons, and that has been so much fun. I got to hold one and, like, hug it, and it licked me, and it just, they have baby hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my classes for scuba diving will start in March. And I'm not going to lie, even though I miss having a relationship, having someone to talk to every day, having somebody, you know, to come spend the night or to, like, make a dinner for. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoy right now being by myself because when someone breaks your heart, unless you're just, like, cold and you're like, eh, I'm over it, I kind of felt like for a while I've kind of lost myself. So I'm trying to pick up, like, who is Courtney? Like, you know, what do I want to do in life? What are my passions? And I know my passions, but I'm like, I'm still discovering things about myself, like more things I want to get involved in or more things I want to try. And I feel like now, like, as much as I want someone in my life, I feel like if I decide to get back into dating right now, it would push back all the things I want to accomplish this year kind of on hold. Like, it would take up time, you know, more of my time. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, if I was still in my relationship with my ex, I'd be saving up my money to go visit him again in California instead of getting scuba certified or going on trips. So, you know, there's that. But yeah, so my coworkers, I mean, they knew how devastated I was with my ex, and they're trying to be so supportive because they know, like, you know, when, like, someone breaks your heart, you're still trying to be nice because you still care about them, and you're just like, I don't want to be mean, but also I hope that I have a glow up and kind of kind of put in your face, like, how much you fumbled on me. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, I hope the best for them. I hope, you know, they're not going through a rough time. But my coworkers blatantly just say, oh, no, he's a dick. He's the worst. He was a walking red flag. And, like, while I kind of agree on some things, I don't agree on everything. So, like, I hate sometimes it's so awkward because it's so harsh about it when I'm like, dude, you all never even met him. Like, mm-hmm. What the heck? Yeah, so I've had coworkers, they're constantly, not constantly, but they're hounding me. They're like, so have you tried dating again? Have you tried to get back on the apps? And I'm just like, dude, you guys were hyping me up about being, like, being myself and doing it. And, like, mm-hmm. My parents, they're not, like, saying, oh, you need to find someone now. Because my dad just keeps telling me, he's like, I'm, like, burping because I drink a soda. Carbonation, my bad. You know, my dad's over here, like, it's going to come natural. Just as long as you get involved and stuff, you'll find someone down the road. And then my mom, I don't think she cares. I think it's probably because I complain about it a lot, saying, like, oh, you know, I'm never going to find someone like that again or something, that maybe she thinks that I really want it. So she's constantly asking me, have you tried dating apps again? So I don't know. So Catherine knows it was 2 months. Was it 2 months ago? Or maybe it was just, yeah, maybe it was January. I re-download Bumble.
It was that long ago? I think so. Past month.
Well, because I did it twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I downloaded Bumble, and I went through it for a solid 25 minutes, and I was disgusted and disturbed with the just weird guys and just what dating apps are like now, and so I deleted it right away. And then recently, I downloaded again, and it's not for dating. I wanted to download the app just to kind of see what is out there, what the type of guys are out there, and just to see, like, maybe match up with someone and just talk, but, like, not looking for anything. And boy, after a solid week of doing that, I deleted the app again. But I just want to say, guys, when I was dating my ex, I found him on Bumble back in 2021. I thought dating back then was worse. Dating is even worse now. And, like, I haven't even downloaded a Hinge, and I feel like it'd be funny maybe if we made a fake account and went through it, but the type of things guys have on their profiles is just so weird. And it's just, oh my gosh. So, a few things that I wanted to talk about. Well, there's the cringy guys. And so my coworkers, they were laughing during lunch. They wanted me to pop up. They're like, oh my god, did you respond back to this guy? Or Courtney, you swipe on him. So there's this one guy I swiped up on. And I'm not great with, like, flirting to be, like, come up with a catchphrase or something. I just go straight for it saying, hi. Or, like, either look at something on their profile and, like, comment on that to make small talk. And this guy doesn't respond. And it's not until, like, later in the night I hear back from him. And his first response was, well, now that we've both matched, what are your other two wishes? And instantly I'm like, ew.
Like, why you gotta take it there? You might not mean it that way, but it comes out that way.
I know he's being cheesy, but, like, I see that as cringy. Like, someone saying, now that your wishes come true that we match, what is your two other wishes? It's like,
now, not you.
I appreciate that you have the confidence, but, like, tone it down a notch. So immediately after that, I was like, how do I respond to this? And I didn't want to respond. I felt uncomfortable, so I immediately just unmatched.
Delete, yeah.
And goodbye. then there's other guys on here. There's this one guy, I thought he was pretty funny with his account. He just said, he said he was looking for a relationship. And so he kind of crossed off all the things that I was looking for as well. And I thought he was cute, so I swiped and I got a match. And in one of his comments on his thing, it said, I'm just looking for someone to share my extra guac with. And so I started talking to him because he, like, on his account said something like he loves Mexican food. So I was, like, trying to ask, like, what's your favorite thing besides, like, you know, guac, queso, or whatever. And we talked for, like, a solid 2 seconds. First of all, it took, like, every 5 hours for him to respond back to, like, an answer I gave. Which is, like, if you take that long, I don't care if it's in the night, like, after, like, work or whatever, it's, like, that is such a turnoff. If you're not even trying to get to know someone, it takes 5 hours for every response. And he just never replied to my last answer. We just didn't go anywhere, and so I just immediately unmatched. And then this last guy I found, he was kind of the last tester, and then I was like, okay, I'm done with this app. I knew that I wanted to be single right now, and it definitely has shown me that I want to be single. He was good looking. He looked like he was a very adventurous, kind of outdoorsy kind of guy, and I honestly kind of looking more for an outdoorsy guy since I dated a gamer, and it just seemed like there were some days he wanted to choose his friends and gaming over than spending time with me. So I start talking to this guy, and this is the thing I hate about Bumble. I guess wherever you go, so like you could be traveling, and so it automatically puts your location where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked below. I had my settings really small because I don't want to get into another long-distance relationship. I want to find someone who's in my city. So when I swiped on him, I thought he lived in the city. And we matched. And then it comes to find out he's actually was traveling across the country. He's moving to Denver for a year for his company. And then I was like, oh, but are you originally from Lexington? And he was like, no, I'm from North Carolina. And I'm like, what the heck?
I'm like, okay. So
he was a cute guy, and I was actually telling him about our podcast. He was like, oh, maybe I should be a guest on it one time. And I'm just like, okay, buddy, I just talked to you today. But like, haha, sure. And yeah, so I just felt awkward because I was like, well, this is awkward. And so I just took him off. But like, I don't know. Besides that, it's just I hate with the profiles. So many guys on these apps, they're not even looking for a relationship. Half of them say, I don't know what I want. And they're, like, just looking for a casual thing. Like, none of them looking for a relationship. And, like, I get that sometimes you can't put that you're looking for a relationship because it's, like, what if you match with somebody and you go on a few dates and you're, like, oh, ends up not turning to relationship. But it's, like, okay, but at least put relationship so that's what we know that at least that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it doesn't work out with that person. So that was frustrating. And a lot of people said that a lot of men didn't have they wanted kids. And that's, like, a big thing of mine, so I was like, well, I'm not gonna waste my time on somebody who doesn't want that. Some people can change their minds, but it would suck to get in a relationship where it's like even a few years down the road and they're like, no, I still don't want kids. So it's like finding, I don't know, it's so hard. It's like you gotta find a needle in a hay, what is that called, a haystack. Jesus, in a haystack. And what sucks about Bumble, and I don't know if Hinge and the other ones do this, is now it's like a premium. You have to pay more money if you want to cross out specific things, like if you want a specific height or stuff. And like another negative thing for me is a lot of guys that I found on there, a lot of them are like big smokers and like big drinkers. Mm. And like, it's very rare that I drink, but when I do, it's like just having fun with friends. But like, I've been around family and friends who've been big smokers and drinkers, and I just don't think those are positive things, so of course I'm gonna avoid that. And so it made it, getting on that app for just a couple of days, it just made it seem like it's so hard just to find someone who's interested in the same things as you. So I'm like, you know what, I think this is a good year to be on a break with no dating, no nothing, so who knows. Catherine, did you look at any of them, or I don't know. I thought, like, you said you have a Hinge account, or no, was that from the past?
I used to, yeah, it was a past. I think it was like that too, where you could only select a few things, and then you would have to get premium if you wanted to do more.
Yeah, so, I don't know. So, for any of you guys who are actually trying to date this year, good luck to you guys. I'm really rooting for you all, but it's a rough year.
Yeah, I just don't get the whole, I don't want a relationship. And, like, the no kids thing, I can...
Yeah, I can get that. I can respect that, but... Well, especially now with our economy, but, like, here's my thing. Like, if I want kids, I know I'm gonna have as many kids that I can afford. I'm never gonna have a lot of kids that I'm like, I can't afford that. And the only reason I want kids is because, like, I think it would be fun, you know, just showing someone about the world and, like... You know, when you get older, you know, you have them. Because it's like, I know a few people, they didn't have kids. And, like, growing up, they just have each other. And, like, I don't know, that some of them said that they've regretted and things like that. And that's just, I don't know, I feel like it's always something I've wanted was, like, a family, you know? Besides just having, like, a husband. But, yeah, I mean, like you said, I can respect it. But it's just, I don't know, what are your thoughts about the apps? Or like, what are you staying away from them, or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, I'm trying to meet someone that I'll meet in person and hopefully go from there. But, like, right now, I don't do much besides, you know, work and then volunteer. But in those two areas, there's, of course, I don't really want to date anybody from work. But in the other areas, everybody's, like, older than me, and they already have families or they already have kids.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll eventually have to go to it because I don't.
Well, or maybe we might have to resort, because somebody told me sarcastically to get on this, because all my coworkers always sarcastically, they're like, Courtney, you're such a catch. They're like, you know, someone would be really lucky to have you and stuff. And I'm like, okay, you say that, but yet I can't find somebody. But they all told me, they're like, why don't you try speed dating? But I don't know how that works, because it's like, is it just random people? Do they categorize it by age, or like... Is it both genders?
They might do that, but I don't know. I'm like, only, like, how many minutes you get to talk to a person?
Like, 6 minutes. But then I think at the end of the night, if you like certain people, you put down their names, and then if they put you, then you can go on a date, I guess. Which I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. And I also don't know, do those things actually happen in this city? And, like, how do you find out information about it? Yeah, I've never heard about it,
so.
You always see it on the TV shows. They're like, oh, we signed up for speed dating. We're going to see how it goes. Or, if any of you all watch it's a show on Netflix, and it's so cute and adorable. It's called Love on the Spectrum, and a lot of them get put into speed dating to, like, find matches, and it's really cute, but I'm just like, I don't know if that would work for me, because I don't think I could ask great questions in 6 minutes. So, yeah, I don't know how to do that. But then, something that has already been gone by, obviously, because, we decided to wait to the end of the month to talk about this, but Valentine's Day, Catherine, because I feel like I've been talking a lot, so I kind of, what are your thoughts on it? Like, I know we made a post about it, but, like, what advice, or what would you give to people, who are single, kind of on Valentine's Day? It's like, you know, it shouldn't be a day to be so Baha and sad and depressed. Like, you know, you should still be, like, treat yourself, like, and enjoy it. I don't know, do you have any tips or advice for what you did this year as a single Pringle?
This year I did self-care, so I definitely would say that one, because I got my nails done, and then I wanted to get boba tea, but they were closed, so. Well, they opened at noon, but I was there before noon, and I was like, well, I'm not coming back, so.
Yeah.
I was like, that's okay, but I don't know. It was hard to kind of being hard on social media, but I don't know. I like seeing everybody in a relationship, you know, happy and in a relationship and all that stuff, but definitely more taking a self-care day, doing what you want, what you like to do, and maybe staying off social media, I guess, if it does get to you or bother you, so.
Yeah, I'd want to say this year, I didn't do as much as I did, not last year because I was in a relationship, but the year before, when I was a senior in college, I kind of was like, yeah, I am having a fun day, like, Valentine's Day, for years on end, since I've never been in a relationship, Valentine's Day has never bothered me. I thought it has always been some over extra extravagant day just to use an excuse to be like, oh, you gotta do this for somebody. And so, like, I always loved it in, like, grade school when you give everybody, like, little Valentines. And, like, I think when we were in high school, we did a few fun activities with our friends where we went to P.F. Chang's one Valentine's, because that's when you prom pose,
yeah.
Where we got all of our friends, even if they were dating one of our other friends, we all went to P.F. Chang's on Valentine's Day to celebrate with each other. So I think if you're single, like, spend it with your friends. I know there's, like, the day before Galentine's, which I forgot it was the day before. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's normally fun to do. So, like, spend it with your friends doing do something.
Next year.
Yeah.
If we're not.
If we're both still but, single.
Hey, we could still do it even if one of us. That's true. I was about to say, we'll still do it.
But, yeah, my senior year of college, what I did is, like, I went and got Starbucks. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to get myself a mocha. And then mm-hmm. I think I went shopping because, you know, I had a very flexible schedule. So, I was free in the afternoon. Mm. And then I think I just stayed up, did, like, a facial and watched a cute little rom-com or, like, some kind of cute movie.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say this year definitely, I think, affected me more than the past because, like I said, I used to kind of think Valentine's Day was cute and, like, never being in a relationship. But then, like, this year is, like, basically after everything I did all last year. Because let me just say, I was extra. When I told my coworkers and friends about this, all my friends were like, dang, he was lucky that he had you. Because last year, I knew in March my ex was going to be moving to the different state. And so it was my first Valentine's Day, and I wanted to make sure it was a special one from him because hearing how his past relationships went with his exes and stuff, I was like, I was still in that phase, like, I want to be the best girlfriend, like, he's ever had. Like, I want to show him how much I love him. So I went all out, and, like, I got him this golden Pokemon card from Etsy that says, I choose you. And I got us these bracelets for long distance where it's like you tap different colors, and we use it for like a month or so. What else did I do? Instead of him giving me roses, I got roses, and I decorated petals in my apartment, and I hung them up for the dinner. I wore a cute dress. I got him some candy, and then I wrote this long letter just kind of like, I was like, if he cries, oh, that's like, you know, a bonus, but, like, mm-hmm. something very sweet just to kind of reassure him before he moved. And, like, yeah, so then what I also did is I paid for our dinner. So, like, instead of going to a fancy restaurant, I thought it'd be cute to, like, have it at home, just, like, order it and, like, make it fancy. So I did that there. And so I did all this stuff. And this is where my coworkers call him, like, I guess a dick or, like, a red flag, because all he... Oh. Sorry. Random pause, guys. So we thought someone was coming down here for a second about talk. Because all he got me was chocolates, but it was a big chocolate, like, heart thing. But all my coworkers make fun of it because it was probably a cheap $5 candy that he probably got at Walmart or something. So it's like, no roses, no flowers, which is like, I love flowers. Just chocolate. And I did all those things. And then this year, looking back at it, I'm just like, wow, why did I do all that? And I'm just like, ugh. And then, like, I don't know, then it makes you sad because then you see, like Catherine said, you try and avoid social media, and then you get on there and everyone's posting, like, oh, my Valentine, oh, my boyfriend and stuff. And just, like, since I was a part of that last year, it's like, I don't want to say you feel included, but you're so happy. You're like, I finally get to do this, like, mm-hmm. because, like, not, it wasn't, like, a bragging thing, but, like, I felt, I guess, happy that I was able to get to, not show off, but, like, I don't know, how to explain it? Like, some people post on social media just to brag to others, but, like, sometimes you just want to show how much you, I guess, you love someone. I don't
care
know.
Care about them, and, like, I don't guess. Know, that you get to spend that day with them and do something special.
I don't know. So, I guess that's what made it hard, because this year I saw, that's all my whole feed was, just post and post and stories of just tagging their boyfriends, and I was just like, So, it was hard. But with dating and with Valentine's Day, one thing I didn't know existed, and I'm curious to know, oh, that's the other thing I forgot to tell you guys, when it came to those Bumbles guys, I think it was a coworker or a friend of mine said this, you know, with the cringy pickup line, someone told me, they're like, the next time someone says something really weird to you or you're not interested in them, you should just be like, there is no you in Courtney, so see ya.
That's a good one.
Because
yeah.
If you guys don't know, my name obviously is Courtney, but I spell it without a U, so Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my friends said that, they're like, you just need to tell them next time, there is no you in Courtney. Goodbye, see you later. So I thought that was hilarious. With dating, I know I asked you this question earlier, but you didn't know what it was, but
yeah.
Catherine, do you know what a brony is?
No, do you mean brownie?
See, that was my first thought. When someone told me this, I thought they were talking about brownies.
I mean, to be fair, I thought it was something sexual as well, so.
Well, that's true. I mean, I bet if you looked up the word on Urban Dictionary, it's probably something sexual.
Something pretty dirty.
And I don't think, Actually, you know what? Let's look this up, because I really want to know, are they still around? Because I think this was early 2000s. Yeah, so I don't know.
Unexpected adult fans of My Little Pony. Yeah. So, well, I kind of just gave it away. Sorry.
Yeah. So,
there's a what? Did you see that? There's a convention for it.
Yes, that's what I was trying to tell you earlier.
And the, oh my gosh, and that budget? Wow.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money off this.
There's
a documentary.
Yeah, I want to watch it, but it's like we haven't been able to find the right streaming service because we wanted to watch it, me and a few friends. So back to the dating apps and my coworkers and stuff. So one of them told me that a friend of them, there's, I guess maybe a few years ago, was trying to get back on dating apps, and she struggled because apparently every guy she was finding on there, they said they were a brony. And I looked at him and I was like, what the heck is a brony? Like, no, I'm not trying to hate. If that's your thing, cool. Just not my thing. But apparently, this isn't the original My Little Pony that we grew up with. I think it started in, like, what, 2010 or 2011 when they created those new skinnier My Little Ponies and they made, like, a TV show about it. There's a thing called bronies, and it's, like, guys, adult men, or, like, it could be younger men that are fans of My Little Pony. So, as Catherine said, there's conventions. Let's look at the pictures.
In Germany and England.
They wear tutus. They wear rainbow hairs. just, it's a lot. It kind of reminds me of furries, but, like,
yeah,
a little bit weirder. And, like, I'm not trying to hate, because, like, I like some animes, and there's some people who go to the comic cons for anime and dress up in it and stuff, but this is just... You know, I was into My Little Ponies as a kid, but I can't say proudly that I would be interested in it as an adult.
Well, yeah, I know the Furby thing, or is that what they're called?
Furries?
No.
Furby? Is there a thing for Furbies?
No.
No, but you're making me want to look that up.
The Squishmallows, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah!
There's people on TikTok that like to collect those and stuff.
There's people
like our age, yeah.
Well, and... Jenna, who is also on our podcast, who loves Squishmallows.
Yeah, but I don't think it's not anything like that.
Well, but I think that's still the same concept with, like, there's still a lot of adults who love stuffed animals. Like, in my relationship, I got a stuffed animal. I keep it on the bed, but, I mean, but there's still some people that, I think we met in high school when we went on retreats that would still sleep with stuffed animals, so.
Or, like, cross-country trip, we make a Build-A-Bear for Chicago every year.
Yep. So, I feel like that's a little bit different, but, like, this is, I don't know. That's more like, I feel like that's collectibles, as in these people are, like, loving the show, getting involved, dressing up. I mean, I've seen people turn Squishmallows into t-shirts, but you don't see people, well, maybe they're out there and I just haven't seen it, but people dress up as Squishmallows, like, makeup and all. But this is just, what weirds me out is this is, like, specifically directed towards, like, men loving My Little Pony is what's weird about it. I don't know. It's like furries. So, like, I don't want to hate on furries, but I think there's so many different definitions when it comes to furries. There's people who love, like, dressing up in the costume, and they love going to the conventions, and they feel, you know, they feel like they can be their self because they're wearing, like, a mask, you know, and I'm like, I get that. I can, it's not my thing, but I can understand it. But then there's the weirder people, and I don't even know if they would be considered furries, that I've seen the YouTube videos, like, I think it's under My Strange Addiction or stuff, like, people who like to wear collars and like to be put on a leash and walk like a dog and be treated like a dog from their boyfriend or something, like, that's a whole different thing. So, like, seeing these bronies, I'm like, I don't know how I feel. I feel like that it goes into uncharted territory. Like, I don't know where to define it. Like, what are your thoughts? What do you think about this?
I just think it's different. I mean, you like it.
But if you if you went on a date with someone, or, like, you thought they were really attractive and things were going well, and they're like, by the way, I feel like I need to come out of here and tell you I'm a brony. What would you do?
I would have to kindly say we're not dating anymore. Which sounds terrible, because I don't ever want to, like, make someone feel bad for what they
love and.
But that's just, like you said, it's just not my thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, if it's like, you know, I struggle, or at least I've been categorized this at some places and with some friends, But because I have, you know, gotten into K-pop, I like watching, I appreciate the music, yeah. I like the dances. My ex said this to me, because, like, I guess he ran into people like this before, but a lot of people think that I have yellow fever, like, that I have this strange addiction towards Asian people and Asian men. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, I actually, ironically, had Asian friends. I had a roommate in college, and I met a few people, and they kind of showed me K-pop, but was I secretly like, yes, you know, like, I don't know, like, the creepy way. It's just, yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like every fan base, whatever it is, it could be anime, it could be, I'm trying to think of what are other topics. Like, I guess even now, like, I'm just getting into it because my ex used to like it, and, like, I started liking the music that he showed me, but, like, punk music, people can make fun of emo people because they're like, they're so dark and they're so acting like they're depressed. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like every fan base, it can either be treated normal or there's the people who go too far into it and make it weird. But it's like someone I can meet, they can think K-pop is stupid or too girly, and they could be like, I don't want to date you, I don't like that music, but you know, you do you. And so I don't know.
It's true.
It's just weird because I feel like with our generation, they're just weirder things just keep happening, and I feel like even now, just with like politics and our economy and stuff, even more people like get even more extreme. Like, I feel like back in the day, some people would date, someone could be Republican and they can date a liberal and they would be, or Democrat, and be fine with it. And I feel like now, with how extreme both sides are, some people are like, I only date conservative or Republican people. Mm-hmm. And then the other ones are like, I only date Democratic people. So it's like, I feel like with our generation, we just keep getting like the hardest, like, extreme people. You're just like, can I just find someone who's like neutral and like all levels of everything? Yes. So I don't know. that's kind of all the things that I had today, unless we wanted to talk about Cocaine Bear. But yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you, Catherine, do you have any topics? I feel like recently you and me have talked about a lot of stuff, but I didn't know if there was anything you've wanted to say or you wanted to bring up.
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I think we've been covering a lot of good topics that I...
Yeah.
I would pick, or at least, like, the Ticketmaster was a good one. And then the...
Yeah.
I didn't know what you meant by there's no you in Korea, but now I know what
yeah.
you mean.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about how they spelled your name wrong.
Oh, no. I mean, I get that a lot. Which, shout out to all the Courtneys spelled without a U. I think you guys are awesome. But any of the Courtneys spelled with a U, you all are... lucky little people, and nobody spells your name wrong.
Right.
But no, I mean, that's about it. This episode was kind of more chaotic and just scattered with topics because, like I said, we're working on getting guests, and we want to kind of focus on more inspirational, I guess, motivating content. But sometimes, you know, with that, we still want to talk about funny things. We want to talk mm-hmm. about random stuff. And we want to, you know, spill tea when it comes to boys and dating, even though some of our guy friends who want to be on there, they're on our podcast, are like, Courtney, please, if I'm on here, please don't throw the relationship talk in there. And I'm like, noted. But yeah, we are working on getting more guests, and then I think we've mentioned this a few times. Yeah. The goal is we want to make this a video, so like when we do the interactive taste testing drinks and stuff like that, we can have a video that you guys can see on YouTube. But it's still in the works because, you know, we do this for free, we do this for fun. We love just recording and making content for you guys, but at the same time, we have full-time jobs, and you know, this is just like a little side thing, and we're still working on it. But just be patient with us, and we love you guys, and thank you all for listening. So stay tuned for our next episode.
Yep. We love you all.
Bye.
Oh my gosh. Bye.
Thank you for listening.
See you later.
Peace.